How about let's switch gears a little bit. The season, 2014-15. I mean, an unbelievable year. You know, we had five of our team sports make NCAA tournaments. You know, the hockey team with their unbelievable turnaround this year. Numerous individuals qualifying for nationals. I mean, is this something that you expected out of this season, or just kind of all come together and just been one of those years?
I don't think I ever sat down and thought about it as a whole. I think every individual sport I have high hopes for, and I think that we have a lot of the resources in place, people, the student athletes, et cetera, to do very well. And some of that's luck. And I think, you know, we got a few bounces here and there to win some of those games that put us there. But also, you know, I believe, you know, the harder you work, the more luck you're going to, you know, the more bounces you'll get. And I guess I never really sat down in August and said this is going to be a banner year for the Huskies, but it certainly was, or is one. And I'm trying very hard to enjoy that. And enjoy this celebration, which isn't easy for me because I think already, you know, we're hosting the home playoffs, or we're hosting the GLIAC or the regionals, and I'm already thinking about next year, how are we going to top this? And I really need to sit back and enjoy it a little bit more, yeah. as a lot of my mentors have told me, because it is a special season. And I do have the expectation that we can do it again. And I believe our coaches and our student athletes believe that as well, and that's certainly something we'll strive for. But at this time, we're, you know, just trying to celebrate it and enjoy it and embrace every second of it. Has been hard for me, but I've done it, and it's really a great feeling, and I'm really proud of our student athletes and our coaches and the fans for coming out and supporting it. And I think we gave you a lot of really good entertainment this winter and fall and spring.
It's a little dangerous question, but do you have a favorite moment from this past season? I mean, there's so many.
There's a lot of them.
You
know, I think in hockey, the moment that stands out, and well, one of the things I really like about hockey is the game intros. And I know it's a good video when I start to cry. And there were a few of those, and those still give me goosebumps when I think about some of the work that was done on those videos and how it captured so much emotion and really captured the story of the season. So those are some moments, and not all of them made me cry, but a few of them did. and then just with Riley Sweeney in the Winter Carnival, you know, knowing what that young man has gone through, and just challenges over the season. So to see that was really a positive for me. And I think, you know, I try to look beyond the wins and losses to what are our student athletes learning and growing, and how are they, you know, going to leave Michigan Tech. And I think at that moment I felt like he's gonna do well. And so that was a big thing for me. The other one is Ben Stelzer with men's basketball. I don't think there's a game that you don't enjoy watching him play. Just the pure passion and competitiveness and leadership that is so quiet, and you can't find that in the, you know, that's a pretty special trait with him. And
hard to put your finger on what makes Ben so good.
Yeah, and you know, I spent a lot of time with Ben. He asked if he could intern with me last summer, and I got to know him a lot better, and there's a lot to that young man, and he's pretty quiet, but once you get him sharing how he feels and thinks and what his goals and dreams are, it's pretty amazing. And so that was a pretty special thing for me. And you know, seeing Jillian Ritchie, you know, I developed a really strong relationship with her, and just seeing how she matured as well, and just going off in such a different direction as a student athlete here. She's not an engineer, she's very artistic, and to see a student athlete on the student side really excel in a field and an area and do something so different than most of our students, and really bring it out front for a lot of people to see, was pretty amazing as well. But there's a lot of moments, and if I had a better memory, I'd probably have one with football too. But you did put me on the spot. How was that?
Northern Michigan, yeah, the game-winning kick at Northern. That was pretty fun.
That was a big one.
That was a lot of fun. What? I don't know that I watched a lot of that game. I was so nervous. I was pacing back and forth. And but, yeah, that was that was a tremendous. Brett Gervais, local, you know, Lake Linden kid, football player. He's another one of our leaders that just is an amazing person on and off the field, and does a lot for us with our student athlete advisory council, and does a lot with us with a lot of our policies, a lot of our student athlete policy and code of conduct pieces. And he's an example for sure.
All right, Suzanne. Well, we are out of time, but we thank you for stopping on in. But you can hang out for a while here. Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. We'll be back again next year. And, of course, we'll have some special events on the radio throughout the summer, whether it be off-season Mel Pearson shows and stuff like that. Keeping everybody updated on what's going on in the off-season as we get ready for the fall, which is not that far away. Still have some great spring sports happening.
Yeah, still have some good results hopefully coming from, Gleak track meet and the Nationals. And you've got a hockey reunion coming up in August. We've got we'll do some ticket events coming up. So definitely things going on throughout the off season. But, looking forward to clicking off another year.
I just want to, close with just thanking our fans. Hopefully a lot of you are listening out there. We couldn't do it without you. We need you there. And I know we talked a lot about fundraising, but our ticket sales are a huge part of our revenue flow as well. And we really appreciate everyone who comes out to support us. And not just from the ticket sales itself, but just to have the support that we have. And it really, you asked about what other institutions are watching. Well, they are watching our fans, and they're watching how well attended our games are. And for such a small community to have the kind of support that we have is incredible. And I just want to thank everyone that lives in the local area for supporting us. And then those that are, from afar listening and watching on the web or listening on Mix 93. So thank you very much. And we hope we can bring you a lot more entertainment, or as much entertainment next season.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Thanks to Darcy Way. Thanks to Suzanne Zammergret. And, of course, Wes Fromm. Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKM.